This is your dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Starting from humble beginnings, Nick has been beating the markets for over two decades. He shares with you his take on the profitable trades that will have you moving towards financial freedom in no time at all. To see an in-depth review of his track record and much more, go to InTheMoneyStocks.com.
Welcome. This is your daily dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. I'm Kerry Lutz. Today is the 1st of March, 2021, and markets have resumed their rise. Will it continue, or is this just a fake? Well, let's find out from our good friend Nick Santiago. What is going on here, Nick?
Hey, Kerry, how are you? Well, this morning we have the major stock indexes starting out with a really, really strong upside rally. In fact, last night when the futures opened at 6 p.m. East Coast time, they were very, very strong already. So we knew we were probably walking into a pretty good rally day today, and that's exactly what we're seeing. What you have here is the start of a new month, the month of March. A lot of people putting quarterly money to work as well. You also have the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, and then bond yields are pulling back. That's really the story that's making the headlines in the financial news media. Everybody's talking about, oh, bond yields are pulling back. That's great for equities. But what they don't realize is that bond yields are pulling back from an overbought condition. They went a little bit too far too quick. They got stretched. But they're going to pull back and go higher. So what's going to happen then? Is that going to be the big— that's really the big question. Does it mean that the markets will roll over when yields start to move higher again? That remains to be seen. But I happen to think that we got a bit oversold last week. Markets are starting out the month pretty decently right now. And, you know, we'll give them the benefit of the doubt for now. But I still think major, major headwinds ahead. Enjoy these rallies. One thing I always tell my membership is take everything in stride. Don't get too excited one way or the other.
Yeah. And that is sound advice. And in other words, what you're saying is control your emotions and do this as surgically as possible. You know, when a surgeon goes into the OR and he's operating on a patient, he's not, oh my God, that tumor is three times bigger than I thought. It's like, okay, it's bigger than I thought. I got more work to do. And then he does the job. And that's the way you have to do it, surgically.
That's exactly right. You just have to take everything in stride, let these the charts play out to where they're going to go play out to, and you know, watch the moves that present themselves. And that's what you want to do in this kind of market. Nothing goes down in a straight line. And sometimes I feel like people think that's what's going to happen. You put on a trade and you get instant gratification the next morning. It's not always that cut and dry. It's not always that easy. It's nice when that does happen, but that's not the norm. So everything's going to have what we call an ebb and flow to it. Sometimes, you know, you're going to go down for a while, then you're going to get a little counter trend bounce. And that's how markets operate. That's how they work. That's what we call supply and demand. That's what we call human emotion. People want to buy things when they think it's on sale. Others are looking to sell it. Today, we got a good rally on our hand, and we'll see where we wind up by the close.
Yeah, exactly. As you say, it's not how they open, it's how they close. And hey, gold and silver showing a little bit of strength after last week's slamming.
Yeah, we got a little bit of an uptick today in gold. GLD today is doing pretty well. That's up $1.22. So if you look at gold futures this morning, up about 9 points, a little over half a percent gainer. So that's pretty nice. You also have silver today upticking a little bit. And then you have gold miners upticking a little bit. So not a bad day for the precious metals. As you know, I told you on Friday's program, I did jump on board, got some precious metals right now in the miners, in the gold itself, paper gold, and we're gonna let it see if we get a little bit more of a move out of this. But looks like it's starting out pretty nicely today.
Yeah, well, you know, you said a while ago, this is a couple months ago, Nick, and I got to say I was a little bit skeptical, but I say, well, going by my gut or Nick's charts, I'll take Nick's charts. And you said low 1700s, that's where gold was going, maybe as low as 17. And you think that gold has put in its bottom?
I do. I do think that gold has put in at least, you know, a tradable bottom. I mean, things could change down the road, but when it gets down to this level, I told my membership this is where we're going to get involved. And we did that. And we are in, you know, in the gold play. We're in the gold miners as well. So I like these levels down here. And this is what I was waiting for. I thought that would that's the level we needed to satisfy the correction from that big top that we made in 2020 in August. And this is what I had calculated. This is where the move would take us.
Exact. Yep. I mean, 15% basically, right? We're looking at 15, 17% retracement from its peak.
That's about right. Yeah.
Yeah. So right on the money. But you kept saying it. And, you know, we got a lot of, I don't want to call it hate mail because that's not it, but a lot of skepticism, put it that way. A lot. And I just said, you know, just be patient. Nick usually is right about this, and if Nick says it, then it's probably going to turn out that way, even though I didn't want to admit it to myself. And we had an email from somebody the other day, I think I forwarded it to you, on that very topic, and, you know, basically asking, is this it? Is this what you've been waiting for, Nick?
Yeah, it's basically what I've been waiting for. I mean, the funny thing is that we've had some really, really good rallies in gold. I mean, if you just remember, you know, back in early January, I mean, gold had made that big spike back up to 1960. And I just told everybody, you know, this is not really going to go much higher. We're into a very good resistance level. I'm still looking for 1700. You know, I mean, it takes a little bit of guts to make that call. I know sometimes it's not what people want to hear, but, you know, this is the trading business is not, you know, about what you want to hear. It's about what the footprint of human nature, meaning the charts, are telling you. And that's all I really go by. I try to keep the emotion checked at the door. Doesn't mean I'll always be right. But for the most part, you know, I know when gold was having those big spike moves, everybody thought it was the next breakout to new all-time highs. I wasn't one of them. I said, you know, we need to do more backing and filling. And eventually we'll get there. But now I think we're at a really, really good level here. So I like gold a lot now.
So, and if I could paraphrase it, really, the big decline is in, so the risk is low.
Well, I think this is the risk, there's always risk. I want to put that out there first and foremost. You always have risk. How high or low it is, I just think the odds are very favorable now that we are, you know, getting near a pretty good low in gold where we'll see some upside. I don't know the catalyst. I never know the story. I could never tell you ever what the story is going to be. But in my opinion, this is a level where you start to nibble into gold if you want to, you know, for a trade.
All right. So got a question here from someone from Virginia, Jin, and says, please ask Nick a question for me. 10-year treasury rate has been climbing without stop for half a year. It is likely extended. If so, it could drop. That means the stock market continued to skyrocket. That would be bad for shorts. Is there any truth to this thinking?
Well, I guess there's some truth to it, but I don't see the 10-year really dropping all that much. So right now, I think that the 10-year U.S. Treasury note yield went to 1.6%. That was last week. Now it's backing off from what we call a very extended position. But I ultimately have yields penciled in on the 10-year to go to 2.6 to 2.8%, possibly even as high as 3%. The 30-year U.S. Treasury, I ultimately think it's headed up to 3%. We're at basically 220 right now, 2.2. So yeah, there's a lot more upside. Nothing goes up in a straight line. Just understand, you know, you might need to back off or pause for a week or two or whatever it might be. It could be longer. You know, I look at the chart every night and I update my members. But we've been in the long yield trade, not the long bond trade, the long yield trade. Remember, yields go up when bond prices go down. We've been in and out of that trade for a while now. And I've said, ultimately, carry on your program, even beginning last year in the month of March, that I thought yields had bottomed. So I said, that was it. Yields are going higher from here. They're not going to roar higher. They're going to stair step their way higher. And we've had some really, really good move. If you remember last March, bond yields were down as low as 0.39%. And, you know, here we are now, yields are around 1.41%, Last week, we went to 1.6% on the 10-year treasury note. So, you know, again, nothing goes up in a straight line. You're going to get a pullback here, but ultimately, they're going to go higher sooner than later.
All right. I think that answers the question. And ultimately, Jin, they're going higher. So will that necessarily mean that the stock market goes lower? I don't know, because historically, Nick, you know, interest rates have been a lot higher than they've been for the past 10 years.
Yeah, they have been. And, you know, we've never, you know, at least in my lifetime, I don't remember yields ever going as low as they have. So I don't know if that's the problem, but there's a lot of other problems here. So, you know, the stock market right now, I know everybody's fixated on the whole yield story, yields going up. That's going to put the kibosh on the stock market. We have this reopening. We have this great vaccines and all of this stuff. There's a lot of other problems out there that can trigger a sell-off or trigger a decline. So, you know, while I'm always rooting for humanity and society, you know, I'm a realist about what the markets are doing. And I'm not very optimistic on the market this year at all.
Yeah, and that's the problem, because most of you out there have mistaken the pandemic as the actual cause of all the financial turmoil. But in reality, it was a catalyst for problems that are far deeper. We're not going to go into them now. In any event, make sure you go over to inthemoneystocks.com. Check out that trade. Still there. Still ready for you. And make sure you monitor the Twitter feeds at ITMS, at NickSantiago01, at Kerry Lutz. Email kl@kerrylutz.com. Nick, we'll pick up tomorrow.
Sounds good, Kerry.
And so concludes another episode of Daily Market Wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Be sure to go to his website, inthemoneystocks.com. Don't forget the Twitter feeds, at ITMS and at NickSantiago01.